This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
When I travel, and I've been traveling to over 200 cities for a long time, I always like to be as productive as possible and help people. And so usually at a hotel between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. originally, I was bored because I wake up so early, I work out, I meditate, and it was just this period of time where I was waiting to get going at 8 o'clock. So I'd put out an invite saying, hey, if anyone needs help, meet me for breakfast, you know, at the Home de Suite or Hampton Inn or those fancy hotels that I like. You only find me at the Waldorf when I'm with my wife. Trust me, if there's outlets, TVs and a shower, I'm there. I'm not overpaying. Anyway, one of my lessons, if you travel a lot. Anyway, people would show up, sometimes one or two, sometimes like in New York City, you know, we had over 100 and some people at our meetup in Times Square. But I just wanted to help people. What should I do? What could I do? What would you have done? Or who do you know? And then everybody gets to meet one another. And even when there's just a few people, we've got even more coming. The value is extraordinary. But here's what happened that helped me and why I love the universe is that I never realized how many people, Napoleon Hill is one of my favorite authors of all time. What made Napoleon Hill special in his life was that he actually was paid to go around and talk to the 100 most powerful people and learn from them. Well, I'm learning one valuable thing that nobody else is learning all around the world, which is what people are listening for. I've been in Malta, I've been in Philippines, I've been in Japan, I've been in Lisbon, in all over and all states, and I do these at every city I'm in. And I'm learning, hey, what are people listening for? Then I'm really good at research. I'm not a great writer, that's why I use Cliff. He helps me sound good. He's better than AI, trust me. Because remember, words carry frequency. They're not just words. They're like a speaker. They're projecting a frequency. So it's not what necessarily that we say, it's how we say it and at what frequency it's coming to you. So when you're dying in a hospital, which you, Peter Tushman's another one who told me, the doctor told him at night, hey, say goodbye to everyone because you may not wake up in the morning. So he said, F this, I'm gonna stay up. And he watched videos. He didn't know who I was at that time. You had my book, but right. He said, and there pops up by the grace of God, Dave Meltzer videos, and I went down the rabbit hole all night, and lo and behold, I woke up in the morning, and the doctor's like, holy shit, your numbers are completely different. There's a frequency. There's a frequency that happens, and it's a healing frequency. I use vibroacoustic healing. I spent a fortune on a sound lounge, and I can pick the topic and subject matter for healing, because we're born at ease, and I'm trying to help people figure out what are you doing to interfere with your ease. And so everything that I do is under the constructs of learning, doing research, which I'm really good at. Remember, God put me in a place out of law school. Obviously, I did a lot of research to go to law school and to graduate college, but I work for a research company, the very first internet research company, Boolean language, natural search language with Westlaw, and I know how to do research. And then able to articulate what I learned is another gift. I spent a long time trying to figure out my past life trauma, my womb trauma, my childhood trauma, and then my teenage trauma, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s trauma about what am I afraid of? You know, why don't, and then what I realized is this is a very difficult search of what we're afraid of. It's very complex. And then I realized I'm really not that bright. Why not make it easy on myself? Why not look at the instant and obvious, which is how are you reacting to fear? So the need to be angry, anxious, frustrated, guilty, resentful, separate, inferior, superior, all of these different reactions to fear, every single one of them is instant and obvious. And so then I use my love, which is time, to shorten the distance of resistance because I'm in resistance when I'm reacting to fear. And so I know that fear will be omnipresent because I'm not smart enough to get rid of it. And two, I know I'll always react to fear with ego.
Yeah.
Because that's what the ego was made for. And so why not shorten the distance of resistance or dis-ease and spend the majority of my time of the day at ease, taking advantage of the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that heals people of cancer and that saves lives, and trying to do that. And so for me, this simple paradigm shift, what am I doing to interfere with it? I am happy. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am healthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? How am I moving? Does that interfere? What am I eating? Does that interfere? What am I thinking, believing, feeling? Is that interfering with my happiness? My wealth, same thing. My worthiness, same thing. So the only way that I've determined that's so simple to figure out what I'm doing to interfere with it is the reaction to fear, because it's instant and obvious. And so when someone flips me off on the freeway because I cut them off and wasn't aware of it, instead of lengthening the distance of resistance, putting my entire mind, body, and soul at dis-ease, I now identify I'm angry, I'm offended, I have a need to be right, and say to myself, I'm not going to resist it. I'm not going to go over and under it, through it, around it, deny it, cheat it, supply it, anything. I'm just going to stop and breathe. Remind, remember, and recollect, I'm part of this amazing energy, and I'm going to live my life at ease. And I use gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons in me cutting that person off and them flipping me off, and forgiving myself, and then allowing me to forgive them, because I now realize, have I cut them off, or I've cut someone else off, and taking accountability.